plan to let Tennessee officials seize property believed to have been used for terrorism is beginning to gain steam in the state legislature. The bill has been made a little more acceptable to Muslims in the state. A Senate panel gave initial approval to a bill yesterday that would expand Tennessee's asset forfeiture laws to cover terrorist acts. The move came after the proposal's backers agreed to require a conviction before law enforcement groups could take property. That represents a step forward, says Paul Galloway, the leader of a Muslim advocacy group based in Nashville.
It's an improvement, but not 100% like we'd like to see.
Galloway says Muslims remain worried their houses of worship could be sued by victims or their relatives if a congregant is involved in terrorism. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.